You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, with exams underway for students across the UK, many young, blind and partially sighted people might be feeling the pressure of preparation. Now, joining us to share her best tips for preparing for an exam and handling stress specifically is Emmy from Emmy's VIP Life. It is so lovely chatting with you again, Emmy.
Yeah, I always really enjoy coming on and doing these. So yeah, thanks for having me again.
Now, Emmy, you've been a student not that long ago.
Yeah, I did my last exams I did was like last May, June time.
I imagine you still remember the stress, the trying to prepare, trying to study, trying to handle the pressure.
Yeah, just it's a lot. Like trying to do the exams is just, it's a lot.
And can you remind us as well, what sight condition do you have?
So the sight condition I have is Bardet-Biedl syndrome. So it's a rare genetic condition, but the actual sight part of that is retinitis pigmentosa. So in terms of actually what I can see is it's like night blindness, colour blindness, light sensitivity, and then I've got limited peripheral vision and no depth perception.
And when it comes to exam prep, what would you say was like the biggest, I guess, challenge or stress as you were going through it yourself last year?
I think part of it was like making sure I like remembered everything or had all my notes and everything. But the other side of it was more actually making sure that actually when I get into the exam that I'm not going to have any kind of stress of something not working or not knowing what I'm doing. And that kind of alleviates that a little bit, whereas I'm not pretty count going, oh, am I going to have the right technology? Is the equipment going to be right? Is the reader scribe going to be there? You know, like that kind of stuff.
Have you had issues with that before in the past?
Yeah, I showed up to one exam and they basically forgot how to adapt it. It was large print, but then all the graphs were tiny. So we had to postpone it for like a week. And then when they redid it, it still wasn't great. So actually in the end, they had to like cancel out that exam. So I only had like one exam and one bit of coursework for that A-level.
Oh,
to then sort of blame me off, yeah.
I know this year you're supporting a friend that's going through this whole process.
Yeah, so I did level 3 business standard and extended certificate last year. My friend's taking the unit 1 business exam this year. Like she actually had it last week. And because I had the same exam last May, I was kind of helping her revise, like all the content's still quite fresh. So going off that and just asking some different questions that I knew came up in my one that we hadn't really been prepared for.
How do you adapt things for yourself when you study? Are there any things specifically that you do that you say are really great, like tools or aids for studying as someone who does have like sight issues?
I'd say for me, I said obviously it varies for different people because some people might have like more written things or braille or things like that. But my thing is I did a lot of practice questions and got my teacher to grade them. And then also it really helped just having someone there, either family member or friend, and just being able to just get them to ask questions about the content and then just have like a list in front of them and ask me questions. Because a lot of the time they were questions that they were asking or things I hadn't actually thought about or hadn't considered as much.
What would you say is the biggest challenge students face at the moment when they're preparing for an exam?
I feel like there's just so much content, like especially like you've A-level GCSE, you've got like 2 or 3 years of content to cram into like a couple of months or like just a couple of weeks to like practice or prepare for an exam. But I also say for me, the other thing was the exams, because of having my vision impairment, I had 100% extra time and the exams were just so long.
So then how much longer were you actually, what was the time you were there in the end once you, I guess, accounted for the extra time?
So I had double the same amount of time. So, for example, an exam for everyone else that might have been 1.5 hours. For me, it was like 3 hours long.
That's massive.
One of them, my GCSE cooking exam, was like 6 hours long.
That like, how do you even prepare for that? Because I imagine the fatigue that comes through as you're, you know, going on to hour 3, 4, 5 would be quite intense.
Yeah, so that's why I just had to double check, because with that, there's different things they put in place, which I didn't know for a long time. So I was allowed to have breaks or was allowed to like kind of have a little bit like a toilet break or was able to go and have like a little thing outside with someone supervising. So they would have to kind of walk you to the door of like the toilet, or they'd have to walk you and stay with you outside just to make sure you weren't cheating or anything. They purposely obviously allow you to have those breaks. So, well, like you say, you probably, faint after having, like 4, 5, 6 hours of just doing it.
Yeah, it would be hard for anyone, and especially when you're stressed. What would be your biggest tip for handling, I guess, the stress and anxiety that I guess comes as you become overwhelmed with this sheer amount of material you're studying?
My thing was about having a plan. So, like, I've got, say, 4 weeks to the exam. I've got this many units. I'm going to do this unit each day, or making sure that kind of leading up to it, I've done as much work as I can to practice the material. But then I have a certain point on the day before where I kind of then have a cut-off point. So, like, by 6 o'clock in the evening, I won't do any more. And then I have just needing just to recollect myself, just to chill. And same thing in the morning when I'm getting ready, I kind of have enough time to wake up, put some music on, and just make sure I'm in the best mindset to go and tackle it. Because if I go in stressed or go in like kind of in a bit of off mood, then of course it's not going to go the best. Whereas like if I'm in a chill, calm mindset, then it's going to go a lot better than if I go in and I'm kind of panicking straight away.
Yeah, and having, I think, that time for your brain to perhaps just sit with a bit of quiet and just and actually letting your brain rest so you're at your best capacity when you're actually sitting down and doing that exam.
Yeah, and there's only so much you can do. So by that point, your brain's probably breaking point anyway, because you've just done so much studying for it. So it wouldn't actually do any good to actually do any more.
What things would you recommend someone who is blind or partially sighted does kind of in the lead up? Is there anything that you think is like absolutely essential we should know about?
I think for people who are vision impaired and blind, and obviously you probably would have done this through practice, like mock or like practice end of unit tests, but I feel like making sure the software you're using works for you, and like if you have like a specific keyboard, like make sure that the people who are going to set the exam up know what you basically need to like make sure that everything is correct when you go into the room. And same thing, like making sure that before you start, like you have that time to actually make sure the software is working and everything's set up so that nothing goes wrong during doing it. But apart from that, like I said, I think it's mainly just kind of having the support as well, like having people there just to kind of be like encouraging or motivating you, or even like if you have other friends who are doing the same course. I found it really useful last year where I had two or three other friends who were it doing the same subject. And we actually had like group study sessions together where we would take a couple of snacks and we'd just, have some time doing like 2 or 3 hours study. And then afterwards, we have like an hour or two where we have a cup of tea and a chat just to kind of break it up a bit.
I think that's a really good way to approach it. Well, Emmy, as always, it's been fantastic chatting with you, and thank you so much for sharing your tips and advice on the happy hour today.
Thanks for having me. And hopefully, we'll do another one very soon.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.